It is September the 27th, 2011. I am Steve Gerwick, the webmaster of www.gerweck.net. That's gerwick.net, your source for all your pro wrestling and MMA news. And today I'm welcoming to the website the Ring of Honor president, Kerry Silken. How are you doing today, Kerry?
I'm very well, Steve. Thank you. And I hate to start the interview with a correction, but you know, I'm still with Ring of Honor. I'm, you know, Joe Koff is the new CEO, so I guess my presidential reign, like just like everything in life, nothing lasts forever. My presidential reign is over, but I'm still with the company, and I'm proud to be with the company, and I think Ring of Honor is in great health and in its best state, and it's certainly the most exciting time in Ring of Honor.
Do you have a title then with Ring of Honor?
Oh, I'm a Ring of Honor executive.
Okay.
So, but yeah, it's a hell of a time. You know, it's been a hell of a ride for the last 10 years, close to 10 years. And it's right now with the Sinclair purchase and the TV show, which just has debuted this past weekend, and the crew that we have in Ring of Honor and, you know, what we're looking forward to in the coming months, it's very exciting.
Yeah, I think a lot of us were kind of surprised when the company was sold to Sinclair. I guess it was maybe kept very quiet. How did that deal come about?
Yeah, it just proves that there's still kayfabe. you know, seriously. Well, the way the deal came about was, you know, going back to 2 years ago, Jim Cornette came back to ROH. It was funny. The time he had come back was the same show that we were losing Brian Danielson and Nigel McGuinness simultaneously, you know, and they were putting a fork in Ring of Honor as they had done, people have done many times, you know. But Jim came back, Homicide, one of the Ring of Honor originals, came back. Anyway, we lived on, and Jim was, you know, had a close association with Gary Juster. Gary Juster was the old NWA/WCW promoter right up to the end of WCW. And Gary started coming to some of the shows, you know, and he was disenfranchised from the business for a number of years. And he was friends with Joe Koff from Sinclair. And back in June of, not this summer, but, you know, going back a year and a quarter, he put me together with Joe Koff, and it was just an idea that Joe had, because Joe was an old wrestling fan and had some involvement in pro wrestling, and he thought maybe his company might be interested in doing something. And it was a long process, and we kept it very, very quiet. There was a point where I didn't know if it was going to happen or not, but it did. And you know, here we are. You know, we're on the verge of our second TV taping this weekend, and it's looking good.
Now, obviously, you were on HDNet for a time, and then you lost that. What kind of happened with HDNet?
HDNet was very good to us. You know, there was, working with Andrew Simon. They gave us a good shot. They were very fair. They represented the product very well. But, you know, we didn't really get the kind of visibility through HDNet that we were hoping to. You know, maybe a few years from now they'll be on more cable systems, but, you know, there just wasn't enough eyes on it. And the deal ran its course. You know, it's, when I spoke to Joe Koff, going back a year and a half, I was telling him about the HDNet deal, and, you know, he was aware of it. And it didn't really faze him at that point. Like, in other words, if we would have still been on HDNet, he could have worked something out. But, you know, we had a two-year run. Well, I'll tell you one thing that it did very well is that it gave us, you know, gave the guys and the backstage crew a lot of experience with working, you know, doing television, which is, you know, a different animal. And So I don't know if this is the answer to your question, but what happened with them, you know, we had our time with them, and it was a great experience, and I'm grateful that they were there for us.
Well, I'd say congratulations on the Sinclair deal, and obviously this past weekend you did debut ROH on Sinclair. But one of the things that has kind of, I guess, popped up is it's not in every market. It's in a number of markets, and it's certainly given you far more exposure than you had previously. But there's a few markets out there that's not currently airing on. Is there an effort to help in that area, or is the
Absolutely.
I guess maybe the fix would be is that they can go to rhwrestling.com.
Well, right. Here's, you know, like, I'll try to sum it up briefly. Sinclair is in 22% of the country. So if you're going to look on the negative side, 78% of the country can't see the show on broadcast TV. But 100% of the country and 100% of the world can see the show. So if you are not in a Sinclair market and – if you go to the ROH, the brand new ROH website, there's a premium site up that for, I think it's $7 a month, you can get the show on Monday, 24 hours after it plays on broadcast TV, as well as there's a ton of media up there. Five or six complete ROH shows. They're going to be rotated. It's not like those are the only shows that are ever going to be up there. There's matches from Japan. There's some cage matches. There's just a good variety. There's a great interview with – bottom line is there's a lot of content. And if you don't want to spend the money, and not everybody does in these troubled times, the show will be available for free. I believe it's on Thursdays. So everybody can see the show. And in speaking with Joe Koff and knowing the thinking and the planning of Sinclair, you know, once the show is established and hopefully has some good ratings, and based on the ratings, I was amazed they get these ratings right away. You know, the show did very well this weekend. But they're planning to try to, you know, have this in every market in the country. They're not. It's not like it's only going to be on Sinclair and that's it. So they have very good relationships with other stations. So maybe if we talk a year from now, Ring of Honor will be on in a lot of other markets also that are not Sinclair. But it is available online, so everybody can see it.
Well, I hope when we do talk in a year, that is the case. I like to see Ring of Honor more exposed. I think me being an old-school wrestling fan growing up in the 80s, watching, you know, WWF, WCW, World Class, ECW, AWA, we just need more competition to what we're currently seeing. I think a lot of us are tired of WWE and TNA, and obviously Ring of Honor right now is the alternative product. And, you know, going back to what you were just saying with ratings, if that was one of my next questions for you, any idea, like, what the total viewership was for your debut over the weekend?
It's too early to get those kind of numbers. But in speaking with Sinclair, the numbers that they'd had, and I can't quote any of them because I don't have them in front of me, but they were very pleased. You know, for a show to debut with no track record, it's tough to get people to watch it, but it represented itself very well. And, you know, hopefully once it's established, it plays in a lot of these markets like two or three times. There's a lot of coverage. And, you know, as you were just saying, you know, I'm a wrestling fan. You know, everybody in Ring of Honor behind the scenes is a fan, you know, and there needs to be an alternative. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, this is pro wrestling for pro wrestling fans, and it's something that, you know, has been missing.
Now, I did not get a chance to see the debut. Obviously, I'm in one of the markets that doesn't have a Sinclair affiliate, but some of the people that have seen it, they like the show. The only kind of negative, I guess, would be the production values. Is there a plan to upgrade the production?
Well, I don't know what they would expect as far as, you know, the production values. We're not going to try to rival Monday Night Raw with thousands and tens of thousands of dollars worth of explosions and pyro and, you know,
right,
a lighting rig that would rival Pink Floyd. But, you know, it was certainly well done. It looked great. The backstory stuff was excellent. You know, I think to just put it in a few words, the program makes sense. If somebody is new to Ring of Honor, there was some really good B-roll stuff where they're explaining the code of honor. They're giving some background to the current staff. There was only two matches on the show, but the two matches had a lot of meat. And there was, you know, the backstory stuff was very interesting. Nothing, you know, this is like the opposite of some of the major companies where, you know, there's no, there was no fluff and nobody's intelligence is, you know, insulted. It was, it's very, you know, it was very compelling. And I think when you see it, you'll feel that the production was adequate. And, you know, it was the first run through. Dan Bynum, who's the producer of the show, has experience. You know, he's a major league guy from the PGA. Years ago, he used to do world class, so he has some wrestling. He's done a ton of stuff. And I'm, you know, it's really good.
Yeah, I'm going to hold judgment until I see it. And I've never been one that got caught up in pyro and things like that. I want to see wrestling, and obviously I've seen many of Ring of Honor DVDs, so if it's the same product that you see on a DVD on the TV, I think people will be very happy to see us. You know, beyond sports entertainment, we have athletics, wrestling again on television, something we've really not seen in quite a while because we've seen more and more sports entertainment, even though TNA says we are wrestling. When you watch the show, there's very little wrestling. It'll be good to see some wrestling again on television.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what Ring of Honor is about, you know. It's not about guys that are, you know, we've seen 20, 30, 40 years ago. You know, it's about, you know, hungry young talent and that, you know, are, you know, this is a new breed. And when you think that, you know, everything has not been done in wrestling. If everything has been done in wrestling and there's nothing left, I mean, it's like if there was, if you had that philosophy, there'd be no new books written or no new movies made. Because what possible stories are left, right? They've all been done.
I tell you, Kerry, you know, I watch TV and I listen to songs, and it's like everything's being sampled from before. It's like, where's the creativity anymore?
Well, there's plenty of creativity in Ring of Honor. You know, when you have a guy like Jim Cornette, who's, you know, for my money, Jim Cornette, there's no better guy to have. And, you know, Jim's been working with Delirious in the back. These guys are brilliant. And, you know, there was a big in the beginning with the Sinclair change, I think one of the outcry is not the right word. One of the fears of the fans was that, oh no, their beloved Ring of Honor is going to change. This, you know, Sinclair Broadcasting's a big company, and ooh, they're going to want to do this, or maybe it's not going to be the pure Ring of Honor ethic and that great wrestling style that everyone has been accustomed to and that they love about Ring of Honor. But that, you know, and I can stand here, you know, on a stack of Bibles, and I don't have to do that though, because the proof is in what you see in the ring. But nothing. There has been absolutely no change in what goes on. The staff from Sinclair, the hierarchy at Sinclair, is not interested in messing around with the wrestling itself, and they're leaving it to Jim and to Delirious and. What, you know, you're getting what you've always got. So anyone who's still fearful of that, take a look at the show, come to a Ring of Honor show in your town, and your fears will be put aside.
Well said by a wrestling promoter. That's very well said. I want to ask you about the creative process, because obviously you've seen some changes in creative. Gabe Sapolsky was a longtime booker with Ring of Honor, and then you had Adam Pearce, and now you have Delirious. What's the creative process currently like? You were talking about a little bit with Delirious and Jim Cornette. I mean, who is the matchmaker currently in Ring of Honor?
It's, you know, it's Delirious, you know, and Jim is the executive producer of the TV. But, you know, these guys, they work together and they throw stuff around. You know, once in a blue moon, I'll give them an idea. Guys, you know, wrestlers who may have an idea, you know, and it's not a dictatorship. But, you know, Jim and Hunter worked very well together, and They've been working together for, you know, well over a year now. And, I mean, I've seen a lot of incarnations of Ring of Honor. And whether it was Gabe or Adam or Delirious, you know, we've always had, you know, the bottom line was, you know, the action was always good. And other people argue that this certain era was better. But I really believe that this current Ring of Honor era and this crew, despite all the great guys we've had, the CM Punks, the Samoa Joes, the Bryan Danielsons, and sure, we'd love to have them all back, but this crew is as good as any, you know, and, you know, I'm really, you know, I look at it a lot of times, I look at it as a fan, you know, it's like, I'm like, wow, what's going to happen in the next 6 months, you know, 6 months from now, where are we going to be at? So it's really cool to be involved and to watch this whole process.
Now, obviously, now that you've gotten national television, retention of your talent will be important. You're talking about all the guys you've lost, Bryan Danielson, Christopher Daniels, Austin Aries, CM Punk, Niles McGuinness, Samoa Joe. I mean, just the list goes on and on of all the great Ring of Honor talent have moved on to other promotions. Obviously, you have most of your talent now as you've moved to Sinclair under a contract. So how's it going to be? Is it going to be difficult for you in the future to retain the talent moving forward now that you're going to be really, I guess, more head-to-head competing with TNA and WWE?
It's just, you know, this is, I've always said this, I mean, this is just inherent in the business itself. You know, guys are going to want to look for different opportunities. It's natural, you know, everybody wants to get the best deal they can and try to make, you know, the most money in their profession. So it's just something that you have to deal with. You know, the guys, everybody featured in Ring of Honor now is under contract, and hopefully, you know, we'll have guys, you know, that are going to be here for a while. You've been watching wrestling, as you said, for many, many years, and, you know, some guys – guys come and guys go and guys come back, and you just, you know, that's just the way it is. You know, once again, when we lost Bryan and Nigel, you know, Homicide came back, Jim came back. Suddenly we had something happening with Christopher Daniels. He was working with us again. You know, recently, you know, the Young Bucks are back in Ring of Honor, where, you know, 6 months ago, there was no shot of that happening. So you never know. But, you know, the guys that are featured now are under contract and are safe and sound in Ring of Honor, and we're proud of this crew.
That's awesome. And staying with talent, obviously, we've just seen Claudio Castagnoli left, went to WWE. Wanted to ask you about two names in particular, because we've not seen them pop up on Ring of Honor tapings. Chris Hero and Colt Cabana, are they still with the company, or are they kind of transitioning out?
Well, they, you know, Chris has been, you know, I don't think it's a secret at this point, but, you know, he's been speaking with WWE, and we wish him the best. I don't know what his official status is. I know that Claudio is in Florida, and he signed, and Chris was is working towards that, and, you know, I wish him the best. You know, if for some reason that doesn't fly, he's welcomed in Ring of Honor, no doubt about it. Colt Cabana, who's been practically one of the Ring of Honor originals, I don't think we've seen the last of him. He is, you know, currently not signed with ROH. You know, a lot of these guys, you know, they reach a certain age, you know. When you and I were watching wrestling years ago, 30 years old as a wrestler was not old, right? Would you agree with that? And now, you know, you get into your early 30s, or it's, you know, the way these guys work compared to the old days, the life expectancy can, you know, isn't what it used to be, and they look for different opportunities. You know, as far as Colt Cabana, he's done so much stuff with us, and But, you know, the answer is, you know, he's currently not signed with ROH, but I don't think we've seen the last of Colt Cabana, and we'll see what happens.
At this point, is Ring of Honor a profitable company?
That's not an, you know, that's more of a question for the Sinclair management, you know. But like any, you know, I don't think you have to be a rocket scientist. You know, it's going to, Sinclair has put a lot of money into this project, and it's going to take a while for it to shake out. I mean, they just, it's a long term investment that, you know, they're looking at, and that's the answer to that.
Toward the end of your ownership of Ring of Honor, did obviously I would imagine the economy had a big effect on your overall business.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no business. Maybe you can tell me a business where this current economy has not affected it. There probably are a couple of odd ones, you know, along the way. But for the most part, you know, every business has, you know, had to make adjustments. Major adjustments. I think everybody is working for a lot harder to make a lot less. As far as the wrestling business, it's a tough business. There's no, you know, no one's going to tell you it's easy. It's very tough, and it was rough and tough with ROH. You know, I'm happy that you know, we were able to, you know, we never did anything in a rushed, crazy manner as far as, you know, financially. So we were able to, you know, stay around, and you know, it's nice to have been able to keep the company afloat and see it go into this new life and still be a part of it. And I'm not going to tell you that I'm not happy that I'm sort of off the hook financially, but this is in good hands. I mean, Sinclair, I got to tell you something, and this is from my heart. You know, Joe Koff, the CEO, the new CEO of Ring of Honor, you know, he's a hell of a nice man. He constructed the whole deal. It was, you know, he came to Sinclair with this project. You know, they're a television company. They're not a pro wrestling company, but it was a business fit for them because, you know, if they produce TV, it's good for every one of their 57 stations. And their heart is in the right place, and their brain is in the right place. So you put the two together, I think we're gonna, you know, I know we have something really good happening. And so since I was in a position to sell the company, it was just nice to, it's nice to see it go to people who want to make this thing bigger and better and want to leave the wrestling as it is, as was, and, you know, they're interested in the purity of the product, and it's just nice to have it, you know, working with guys like this.
You know, I think you were very successful with Ring of Honor. The DVD business that you had was successful. I think a lot of people thought Ring of Honor would eventually fold because of the financing, because we've seen, obviously, TNA has been kept afloat because Panda Energy owns the company, and we know that TNA loses money. It's a money loser, but yet, you know, you've been able to keep Ring of Honor afloat. You're on HDNet, and now you're able to sell it to a television company that can produce the TV show and put it on television. So I think if nothing else, you have to be considered a success in this business.
Well, thank you. And you know, some people were like, "Oh, you know, why are you selling it?" I mean, it's like, I took it as far as I could, and I don't know, you know, based on, you know, what I had to work with, and as you just said, you know, the where the economy was at, it was sort of just like, you know, we're just spinning our wheels. So this was the right thing to do, not just for me, you know, but for the company and for the fans also. You know, this is an opportunity for pro wrestling in general, and it's happening right now, and here we are. You know, this weekend we'll be in Louisville for our second TV taping at the Davis Arena. Hopefully, you know, I think there's a few tickets left. It's going to be very exciting. You know, we'll be debuting in some new markets. They're rolling out slowly, but we're going to be in Spartanburg in December. I believe it's the first weekend of December. I don't have the dates in front of me, But there's going to be some new markets rolling out next, you know, as the TV locks in. You know, there's 35 new markets that the show is being broadcast in, and I'm not saying we are going to go to all 35 markets, but a lot of them we will, you know, we will be going to. So this will all be taking place next year. But in the meantime, it's been a hell of a run, and it's just exciting once again to watch it grow. Oh yeah, the other market is Greensboro Coliseum. So December 3rd is Spartanburg, Greensboro is December 4th. Tickets are going to be going on sale on October 7th. We're also returning to St. Louis, where we've been to the Gateway Center in Collinsville. We haven't been there for a while. That's on November 6th. So, and we'll be in Dayton, and good old Dayton, on November 18th, and Chicago, November 19th, as well as the Manhattan Center for Final Battle, December 23rd. And the only date I have for next year are the WrestleMania weekend dates. We'll be in Fort Lauderdale in the end of March, but there'll be plenty of dates for next year. They're just not out yet.
Awesome. And I want to ask you about pay-per-view. Obviously, you just had a pay-per-view on September 17th. Is the plan to stay with the internet pay-per-view, or is there eventually you want to get back to regular pay-per-view?
Right now, it's just staying with the internet pay-per-view. Compared to doing a regular pay-per-view, they're a tremendous bargain. And, you know, the current plan is to do them quarterly. We've been working with GoFi Live. The production values have been good. It works well. It's reasonable. You know, it's really neat. I mean, anybody in the world for $14 can watch the show live. And people have been, you know, getting used to this new style of viewing. You know, at first people were wary. Ooh, is it going to work? And all this kind of thing. But this is the way it is these days, you know. So, yes, and the final battle will be a pay-per-view event on December 23rd. That's the next one that we're doing.
Okay. As a wrestling fan, do you get a chance to watch WWE and TNA?
A little bit.
Okay. Any thoughts on their products currently?
Well, I mean, both companies, if they, you know, have tremendous talent, and when they let this talent, if they let the talent wrestle, you know, the right guys, you know, they can have some great matches. You know, and I've seen pay-per-views for both companies when this is the case, you know, but often this doesn't happen. And, you know, I don't really want to knock the other companies, but I'll say that if you come to Ring of Honor, if you're new or you heard about us and you've been wondering about it, you'll get more action in a half hour of a Ring of Honor show than you might get at one of the other companies in an entire show. And sometimes, you know, with the way they operate, but the we pride ourselves in pro wrestling. We pride ourselves in, have always prided ourselves in giving the fans their money's worth. And we want to see what we ourselves would like to watch. You know, this has been one of the secrets of our success, is that, you know, we are fans also, and we want to, you know, present something that we're proud to present, because it is pro wrestling, and pro wrestling does live, and pro wrestling is Ring of Honor.
What was your reaction to the CM Punk angle, where CM Punk went on television and said hello cult and was talking about maybe he jumped to Ring of Honor? That had to be some good pub for ROH.
It was cool, you know, and I don't want to be critiquing everything, but I'll just tell you this. I said to somebody, this is really exciting, and they had that, you know, that was the most, even without the Ring of Honor and the Colt Cabana thing, the whole Punk thing was probably the most, you know, it was like the hottest angle in a while. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
And I said to I said to somebody, well, they'll find a way to mess this up.
And they did.
Right away, you know, and it's like, but, you know, look, as far as WWE, how can you criticize these guys? I mean, you know, Vince McMahon is a brilliant, one of the all-time great businessmen. wrestling, forget about wrestling, just in general, you know, naturally they're going to make mistakes here and there, but overall, look at the track record. And he's a brilliant guy. And look, WWE is about creating stars, you know, making movie stars, selling merch, and doing some wrestling here and there. And they're good at it. You know, they're good at making money, and it's that kind of audience. You know, it's a different audience. But anybody that likes, I always say that anybody who likes wrestling a little bit, whether it's a kid or it's a disenfranchised older fan, and there's a lot of those out there, if they get a little taste of Ring of Honor, you know, they're going to be converted. And that's the shot we have now with this TV show going out across the country and it being available online. And hopefully, you know, we're not looking to compete with these guys, but we're going to give the fans an alternative.
I definitely agree with what you said there. If you're a disfranchised fan, you know, Ring of Honor is a very good alternative to what you're currently seeing on Spike TV and USA Network. A couple questions from Twitter. Have you ever met Vince McMahon or Dixie Carter?
I always wanted to meet Vince McMahon. As a matter of fact, you know, the guy who is a very cool guy, Billy Caputo. He's the one of the commissioners in New York City. He used to be a referee. If you watch some of these old 70s and 80s Madison Square Garden shows that they have, he's one of the main referees. There was a garden show, and I asked him if he was going to be working it. He said, yeah. I said, man, if I come, I said, I'm not looking to, you know, hang out in the back, but I'd love to meet Vince McMahon. No, it never happened. I did meet Dixie Carter. She was very pleasant. She came to a Ring of Honor show. I don't know. She had some kind of business in Boston, and we were in Boston that evening, and she stopped by, and I really didn't, you know, get to speak to her much, but she was very nice, and that's the answer to the question.
Do you does Ring of Honor conduct any drug testing?
You know, I don't want to, you know, since I'm not really a Sinclair representative, I don't want to, you know, I don't know what the right answer to that is, so I'm just going to have to pass on that.
Okay, are you transitioning away from Ring of Honor?
Myself personally?
Yes, you personally.
No, not at all. I love it. You know, it's been something that, you know, has been in my life, you know, for almost 10 years. And despite the fact that I don't have any financial responsibility. It's, you know, it's sort of like seeing, having, you know, your kid grow up and go away to college, or, you know, getting married or something like of this nature. So, and you're still there, you know, so I'm behind it, and I'm always, once again, you know, I throw in my 2 cents, you know, people will listen to me, or at least they'll appear that they're listening to me. And, I'm always involved with it, you know, on a daily basis. So, the answer to that is no, I'm not getting away from it.
Did you ever really want to do like an on-air character, say as a Mr. McMahon or like an authority figure in Ring of Honor?
No, but you know, I don't know if you did. You, I guess you didn't see the last pay-per-view, did you?
I did not get a chance to see it.
Oh, because
no,
that son of a gun, Kevin Steen, I never had the desire. You know, that wasn't my role, and we just never went there. But occasionally I would make a decision at ringside if it was an important decision, you know, as a Ring of Honor president. But Kevin Steen, who's banned from Ring of Honor, he lost that Loser Must Leave Ring of Honor match back in Final Battle of last year. He invaded the show in June in New York, and he was quickly escorted out. He had a few choice words for myself and Jim Cornette. And he did, once again, he invaded the show this last weekend in New York City, and 2 weekends ago. And he was causing a ruckus, and I was by ringside, so I got in the ring to tell him, look, you have to go. You know the deal. And I went to shake his hand. He said, okay. And he went to shake his hand, and what did he do? He tried to pile drive me. Luckily, I was saved by the security, with much to the dismay of the fans. The fans wanted to – Steve, isn't it better to see me get pile-drived than not? So the fans were very disappointed. So that was my – that's been my involvement. You know, maybe down the road I'll have to have a cage match with Kevin or something.
Well, then that was the appeal with the Vince and Steve Austin angle. You'll want to see your boss get – taken
absolutely
out some way, right?
I was in a bad spot because the fans want Kevin back, but he's not coming back. You know, he lost. That's it. So, I was the heel in this situation. You know, and they were very disgruntled that I didn't get pile driven. I was very happy that I wasn't pile driven. You could still see the replay of this, by the way, on GoFightLive.tv. If you were not in attendance or you did not purchase last Saturday's Ring of Honor show from New York City. It was fantastic. That was the show that had that was the Ladder War match with Rhett Titus and Kenny King against the Briscoes, which was absolutely off the charts, and Roderick Strong and Eddie Edwards in the Iron Man match, and a lot of other good stuff. So, including me almost getting my head taken off. So, it was, but yeah, the question is, no, I don't aspire to be a character.
The boss is always the most unpopular guy backstage, so, you know, it goes without saying. I want to ask you about the Nat Geo, the Slam, the inside look at independent wrestling, which I thought was a very good documentary and obviously got some exposure for Ring of Honor. How did that project come together? And the one thing that was baffling by watching it was watching the show was probably taped in the winter, like maybe February. How come it took so long to get it to television?
I don't know. They over the years we've been approached by various, you know, I don't want to say Nat Geo is a small network. They're not. It's, you know, National Geographic, it's a big company, but we've been approached by different networks for this and that, you know. There was a show with one of our security guards on True TV, and some of these projects come to light, some don't. You wouldn't believe all the proposals we've heard over the years of different things. But anyway, so this Nat Geo was another one of these things. It's like, yeah, all right, whatever. So, they filmed with us and some of these other folk. They were around last winter. When was it? I guess it was like this February of this year.
Yeah, that was my guess. Yeah, judging by the posters they were showing on the TV.
Right. And they came to a Ring of Honor seminar, which there's one coming up, by the way, for the first time in a number of months. There's going to be one in November. Take a look at any aspiring wrestlers who are listening to this who want to maybe get a look at Ring of Honor. I'm always getting flooded with emails, and I'm sure Jim and Delirious more than I, but that's probably the most common question I get. How do I get in Ring of Honor, you know, if you're a wrestler? And everybody aspires to be in Ring of Honor if who's, you know, not, you know, if they're on the non-WWE scene, they aspire to be in Ring of Honor. So the best way is to get a look at one of these seminars. But anyway, they came to this seminar back in March. And you don't know if these shows were ever going to come out, and finally it did, and it was good. I mean, I thought it represented everything, you know, pretty well, and it was nice to see, you know, the thing come to light. You know, you never know if these are going to turn up or they're just going to stay in the can. So it was good.
The question was, obviously, that they had a character on there named Danny Inferno, which was one of the, I guess, to him and Zima they were focusing on, and he came to the ROH tryout, and he cut a promo, and he gave Jim Cornette goosebumps. So, you know, watching this show, you would think that they're going to air this in August, you would say at the end, you know, this is what happened to Danny Inferno. I guess what happened with him? How come he really never got a shot with Ring of Honor?
You know, I don't make the decisions on the booking. that's a question. Hopefully one day when you speak to Jim or you speak to Delirious, who doesn't speak, so that'll be tough. But when you, you speak to Jim, you know, you could ask him. But, you know, Jim, I'll tell you this. Jim knew Danny very well. You know, Danny was a OVW guy.
Right.
Back a number of years ago. So I don't know, you know, so the I don't want to say why he, you know, why this or that, because it's not my department. But the show was fun to do.
Yeah, because I remember you at the end of the show saying, we'll definitely be taking a look at Danny. So it looked like, it's like watching the show, you're like, yeah, he'll probably get a shot with ROH at some point.
We take a look at everybody, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's, like you said, you're getting bombarded with tapes and requests. Everybody wants to get part of be a part of Ring of Honor, so I certainly understand that.
There's a funny thing at the Ring of Honor at the ring. This is something the fans would love to see. At the Ring of Honor office, there's like a wall with an incredible number of, you know, these like press photo, like these wrestlers that send in these press photos. You know, they have a, you know, a press, you know, a shot that they do, and they're like, you know, there's been like over the years, there's been hundreds of guys that have mailed stuff in. So we have like a wall of fame of these guys that have never made it or we've never, you know, we've never seen and so on and so forth. But, you know, we do get bombarded. But once again, so I believe it's November 12th and 13th. It's going to be a 2-day seminar in Bristol, Pennsylvania. And if you do want to get a real good look, you know, by the, you know, this is where Michael Elgin came from. You know, the unbreakable Michael Elgin, who's now a Ring of Honor star, he came to the seminar. This is where Mike Bennett came out of, the Prodigy. It's not, you know, this is not some something where no one has a shot. So guys, you know, who have come to the seminars, you know, have come away with Ring of Honor jobs. So anyone who wants to get a real good look, you know, and the staff at the staff at the seminars is awesome. In the past, it's been, you know, Jim, Dave Lagana, who helps produce our TV. We've had, you know, Delirious is there. I'm there. We've had guests, talent, you know, instructors or people to critique, like guys like, you know, respected guys like Jerry Lynn. I believe Charlie Haas is going to be at this one. So it's a good thing for an aspiring wrestler to come to, whether they get selected by Ring of Honor or to work on the shows or not. Everybody that's always come has always said it's just, you know, been an awesome experience. But there is a chance. Yeah, this is the best way. You know, we don't do these dark matches anymore. We used to do them in some of these cities where we'd have two or three matches before the shows, but we don't do that anymore. So if you're looking to get to have a look by the Ring of Honor staff, take a look at the website. The information should be up there in the next day or so.
Final question for you comes from Twitter. They want to know if McGinnis is retired, or is there any chance he can get back in the ring?
I don't know what the answer to that is, but it's really cool having Nigel back, you know, with the company. You know, he was the color man. He is the color man on the Sinclair broadcasts, and we'll just see how that plays out. But, you know, as a fan, you know, I'd love to see Nigel get back in the ring, but, we'll see what happens over the next few months.
All right, we're talking to Kerry Silken, who corrected me, is no longer the president of Ring of Honor, but is still executive with ROH. Why don't you go ahead and plug the website? I believe you're telling me the premium membership is what, $7.99 to watch?
Yeah, of course this is going to come off as wrestling promoter talk, and it's, you know, naturally I'm going to tell you that it's fabulous, but I mean, for that kind of money and what you get on the premium site, plus there's, I think if you sign up, there's a free, you get a, besides the all this video content, I believe you get a free t-shirt if you sign up for a year or something. There's going to be other perks with signing up, as far as first shot at tickets when shows go on sale and this kind of stuff. So, you know, for $7, and plus you get to see the TV show if you're not in the Sinclair market. So it's really a good deal. And it's all available. Everything is available at ROHWrestling.com. Hopefully the fans will take a look at this and feel the same way.
You know, as a wrestling journalist, I'm not supposed to say this, but I'm rooting for you guys because I'm also a wrestling fan, and I've covered wrestling for a long time, and it finally is a alternative product out there that we can see on television, or as you said, you can go out to ROH's website and check it out. So we do wish you guys the best of luck with Sinclair.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. It's a pleasure to talk to somebody who knows their stuff, and if you're in the Louisville area, stop by and visit us, or in one of these other towns that we've mentioned, stop by. And if you're not in the area, go to ROHWrestling.com and give us a look.
We appreciate it, Kerry.
Thank you, Steve. I'll talk to you soon.